never before has the world come across four men more willing to share their collective knowledge and wisdom for nothing in return. They'll deliver it to you with such style and class and make Samuel L. Jackson look more like your snotty-nosed cousin who still wets the bed.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
Why am I saying incredibly wonderful things about these men? Well, I have a terrible, terrible gambling habit and I owe them a lot of money. It'll be epic.
Something special is about to happen.
It'll be brave.
No fear, no hesitation.
It'll be perfect in every way possible.
Are you kidding me?
Rangers. Pete, Muffy and Joe, coming to you in all its pre-recorded glory from the capital of Australia. This is The Sports Trench.
Ah, yes, episode 139 of The Sports Trench is here, and we're back, boys. It's been 2 long months. We haven't done an episode for a while. A few things have happened since then. We lost a Foolsy. We found him again. And then I was, you know, unemployed, which, you know, made it difficult to record because I didn't have much time on my hands being unemployed and all sorts of things. But before we do that, let's introduce the man, the myth, the legend. Foolsy, how are you, my friend?
Good. Self?
Oh, thanks. That was great. I've given an epic introduction.
I'm good.
You've given
I'm good.
You're good. Not excited to be here.
I'm excited. No, I'm excited.
You can go home.
I'm excited. Yeah, it'll be good. Look, I'm not shocked that you didn't manage to get it done while I wasn't here either, so...
Why? Because you hold it all together?
Yeah.
Because you do all the work?
Yeah, I'm the glue guy. Yeah. I'm the Draymond of this show.
Yeah, right.
I'm like the Draymond if Draymond was like performed at the Curry kind of level.
That's an incorrect statement.
Yeah, no, that's
ever.
Spot on.
I've heard one. Before we talk about your trip, I may as well introduce Muffy. Muffy, how are you, my friend?
Hello, Pete. How's it, Foolsy?
Oh, yeah, all right there, Muffet. How's all right, you know.
It's it just feels like it was only 2 months ago since we were here, Pete.
It does only feel like that. Yep, and you're right. It's exactly, pretty much. How was your trip, Foolsy?
Yeah, it's quite good. Mm. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Mm. Did a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Had a lot of fun.
Yep.
Saw a lot of things.
Learned
a lot of things.
Yep.
Top three, go, bang.
All top three things. All right. Serengeti National Park.
Never heard of it.
Seychelles and Namibian Desert.
Oh, I thought you were going to say doing accents for your newfound Swedish friends.
Oh, yeah. I did a lot of accents on our trip. It was a lot of fun.
Did you pick up a Swedish accent?
No. I couldn't do that one. Couldn't do that one.
No.
But one night I had a few drinks and people encouraged me to go through accents and I went through a bunch and everyone enjoyed it. So it was fun.
What was your best one?
My best one?
Yeah.
I think British is always good. It's always good for a laugh. And then I like South African's good as well.
I like your African pasta.
Kenyan. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, Kenyan's always fun.
Are you gonna give us a sample of your Kenyan pasta?
Oh, I got to get in the mood.
Oh, because you're never in the mood.
Very early in the morning.
I'll get you in the mood. Jesus. There you go.
We are gathered here today to celebrate the union of two very fine people. Some Kenyan people thought it was very funny.
Oh, did they just?
Yeah. That's really good.
Or were they just, you know, politely laughing at the racist white person?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, no, right. These were some buds from Kenya.
We were friends. Really, were you just?
Yeah. Let's just humor the white boy.
We will laugh at this Mazungu.
Now hand me my vuvuzela.
He is a very strange man.
Is there still vuvuzelas hanging around all
That's
of
South Africa?
South
though,
Africa.
He
was in South Africa.
I was in South Africa.
Do you reckon they're like using them like in the markets or whatever, and they're using them to drink out of like cups or whatever? Like they've cut them and you know they're making them like cups and things.
I didn't see any, but I wasn't wandering around at the kind of hours that you'd be pulling out your vuvuzela.
So you were a bit confined in some. In some towns, you were saying earlier?
In some places, definitely in Joburg.
Not recommended for a nighttime soiree?
Nah. Joburg's pretty average. You can go straight past that if you're looking to go over there. No offense to anyone. I know a lot of people from South Africa from there. But, I mean, they're all in Australia, those people I know. So, I guess it's backing my theory, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
And, yes, I heard you also met a nice chap in a bar.
In Mozambique, yes.
And had a few drinks and a few shots with him.
Yeah, we did.
And
we
then
did.
Your tour leader found you guys a ride home, and it was your newfound friend who you'd been doing shots with like 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah, I was pretty done by that stage, so I passed out in his car. Then I had to get put in the tent, and I just fell on my face and went to sleep to everyone's amusement.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, so good place, Mozambique. Get there if you've got time.
Yep.
Yeah, just on the weekend.
And the Seychelles were expensive.
Seychelles were very expensive, but gorgeous.
Oh, a bit like me.
Yes.
Very expensive.
Very high maintenance, but gorgeous.
Good, excellent. Muffy, what's been happening with you? Nothing that exciting, let's be honest.
No, what, last 2 months? No.
No.
Not a lot, to be honest with you. I honestly can't think of anything that pops in. There's obviously the league's happening. I'm not doing any winter sport because it's too cold.
Yeah.
And I'm old and I'm cold.
Yeah.
So can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's very boring of me, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's extremely boring.
Look, to be honest, I think I'm about the same boat. I quit my job.
There's big things in your world. Look at the way he looks now. Look at the way he carries himself.
He's so professional.
He's even got like car. What do you call them? Like charcoal pants.
Yeah.
You never had charcoal pants.
We'll move on. We're moving on.
Pete quit his job.
He did.
He stuck it to the man. He said, no, thank you, man.
I'm done with you, man.
I'm going to go be a tutor.
Yeah.
Toot on, son. Toot on, Pete.
And you're winning so far by the looks of it.
Anyway.
Look at your haircut. You're looking fresh.
Yeah, see? So first week, what's been happening in the first week?
Look, not much like any job when you go in for the first week. You do a lot of reading and a lot of learning and just getting your bearings.
Yeah,
did they give you the crap desk? Did you get like a corner, one right in the corner that way from everyone?
Well, kind of. Like, it's not a real big office, so...
Oh.
There's not a whole heap of desks, so I think I was going to get that desk anyway, if that makes sense.
I always like looking at the little drawers in the desk to see what's been left by the previous person.
There was nothing in there.
Nothing. Cleaned it all out.
Empty.
Gypsy, you got to start from scratch. Got to raid the stationery cupboard from scratch.
I had to bring my own stationery.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, my goodness.
At least the man provided
that
you with stationery.
Outrage. I'd be quitting right away.
I'd be going back to the man.
Yeah. Give me my stationery.
Look, no one wants to know what you want to do on weekends. Anyway.
Ooh.
What have we got on today, boys? We're going to talk some Ward 4, Round 18 review, Round 19 preview, Supercoach. If we get time, we probably won't. We've already talked for like 10 minutes. We're going to do a... gambling, Fulzy, you've got to gamble.
I don't know if it's called a gamble when it's a
free money
calculated
Okay, good.
Risk.
All right, excellent. And
that's exactly what a gamble is, you idiot.
But before all that, we'll do the news, shall we?
The good, the bad, and the
calculated risk
from the trenches.
It's got nothing to do with our news story.
Oh, but it has everything to do with them, really.
No, it doesn't.
No, you got a good point. It doesn't.
Anyway. All right, boys.
This is French cafe music. This is the first thing I could come up with.
Ooh.
Doesn't really sound like what I wanted.
I was like, what are we doing here? You should have just gone with Voulez-vous coucher avec moi. Like, you just should have gone with that.
That's cabaret, Pete. That's not cafe.
Yeah, but like, you know, do you want to? That's the question.
Anyway, I'll just put this in the background while you do your news.
No worries. Jimmy Maloney, boys, moving to France, going to the Catalans Dragons. Fulzy, I just wanted to get your opinion on this, really.
Oh, I'm all right with it. Luai will come in, I guess.
You hate Jimmy Maloney.
I think, I don't love the penalties. I don't love the missed tackles, obviously. And he's pretty notoriously bad for both, so...
Yes, but he pretty much has been carrying you guys back into contention over the last 8 games.
Yeah, he can do that.
I would say
give
at
games
least
away.
5 of those games, he has been solely responsible for making sure you guys get wins in these games.
I can't argue there because I didn't even watch them. But, I mean, good on him to go to France, though. France is all right.
You could just imagine him in France going to Jim Appel, Jimmy. Jabuta Penrith.
Jim barbecue for one.
Kiss says. Where's the Archie Triumph?
Archie Triumph.
Looking for that and the Champs Delices.
Champs Delices. Oh, yeah,
that's a big street.
The Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Thanks, Cobb.
Thanks. Thanks, Cobb. I love the French. They're so funny. Have you ever met a French person? They're always just smoking durries and having wines. And then they're always like, no.
They wear striped shirts and a red beret.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
why are you English pig? What are you doing here?
Why are you here? I do not smoke. Maybe only 2 packets a day. No, I am a non-drinker. I only have 3 bottles of wine. Do you know the drunkest person ever recorded to blow a breath test was from France? And the only way you could get to that level was if you were drunk for a month solidly. So you went to bed and woke up and went to bed because they were at a level where they were like, they should have theoretically been in a coma.
So what was that like?
And they were driving.
Point two, high point twos or point threes.
Oh, it was something outlandish.
Or 2.1 or something.
Oh, like half their coming out as wine.
Yeah.
Right. Well, anyway, so Jimmy's gone. Sad times for you at Penrith.
Nah.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Fine. Moving on. Second news story, boys. Now, this is one Muffy and I, we've talked about, and I think we talked about Fulzy with you before you decided to leave us for 2 months and basically make sure the pod fell apart.
Yeah.
Fastest player in rugby league has been revealed.
Like in history or just this year?
This year.
Right.
All right. So there's a list of the fastest player from every club. Okay. So I'm going to say the club and you're going to give me...
Fastest player. Oh, I like this game. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go, Fulzy.
I already know, but yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I'll give you who I would have thought.
Right. So, we'll go with the number one spot. I'm not going to ask you to name the number one because I think we're all going to have the same... Okay, actually, no, I'll ask. Who do you think number one is, just in number one spot?
Adokar.
Correct.
Yeah, well, it is correct. Yeah, you know the list. So, Adokar is the fastest, and that's also for the Melbourne Storm. He has been recorded at 38.5 kilometers an hour, which apparently his 100 meter sprint time is 10.75.
Wow. Whoa. He's fast.
Yeah. That is very,
that's really
very
quick.
Fast. So, yeah, I don't think anyone's touching that guy. And the next closest person is 1.8 kilometers slower.
Mm.
Anyway, so next up is the West Tigers. Who's the fastest player in their club?
The West Tigers.
Mm.
Who's their wingers? I can't even think who their wingers are.
Corey Thompson. David Nofaluma.
No, it's not Nofaluma. Thompson, possibly.
It's David Nofaluma. 36.7.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
Apparently.
Jeez, he'd be extremely hard to stop if that was coming at you.
So
he's not a small guy.
Yeah, they were talking about Nofaluma generally saves his speed and uses it for things like getting back on kicks and stuff like that. So he So rather than using it all the time, turning around the other way and running back at people, he usually uses it to make sure he gets back and does a really good job of keeping the ball in and stuff like that. So
good for him.
Roosters, you know all these. Have you read the whole list?
Oh, I know most of them.
Right, okay.
Well, who do you think Roosters in, Fulzy?
I would have thought Tedesco.
That is incorrect. Next.
Incorrect. Is it Mitchell?
It is. Latrell Mitchell's 36.6. Fastest in the club.
Teddy's
not far behind.
Yeah, okay.
Very, very close. St. George Illawarra Dragons.
It has to be that goofy-looking fullback that they have. Dufty.
Yeah, 100%. 36.5. Newcastle Knights. Now, this will surprise you.
Is it Edric Lee?
No, it's not Edric Lee.
Good, well then.
Is it Mitch Barnett?
No.
Okay.
So it's not that surprising. Like, it's someone in the wing center three quarter.
SKD?
No.
It's not one of the bros, is it?
It's not one of the
bros. Oh, that's a shame. It's like once every 12 years.
That's also true.
Once every 12 years.
It's Tau Tau Moga. He's had four knee reconstructions.
Wow.
And he is the fastest at the club at 36.
That's probably a bit of an indictment on the Newcastle football team, isn't it, you think?
Now, fifth and seventh on this list are both from the same club.
Right.
Okay.
What?
They're both from the Melbourne Storm Club as well. Who are they?
Oh, this is a different list than what I've seen.
Mm. Sanderel?
No.
So what?
So these are just the. This is also this is the full list, and then I'll go back to the club one.
Pappenhausen.
Vernivalu's got to be there, surely.
Vernivalu's fifth. Pappenhausen's seventh. All right. Eighth on this list from the Roosters.
That's Teddy. Tedesco.
Teddy, 35.7. Yeah. So he's about 0.9 of a kilometre slower than Mitchell.
Okay.
Canberra Raiders.
Hmm.
You know
I've seen this one.
Yeah, you know.
Is it a surprise? No.
No, he's just laughing because of my opinion of this person has not been very high in the past.
It's Jack White.
Yep. There you go. Directly behind him, though, by 0.1 of a kilometre is Bailey Simonson. Mm. Newcastle Knights... have another player in the 11th spot.
That has to be Ponga.
Yep, correct. Eels.
Bevan French still gets a run, does
nah,
he?
No, he doesn't. Nah.
Does he count as part of the club? Because he would still be in there, wouldn't he?
Yeah, nah, I don't think so. I think he's gone. I thought he left.
Two would be far. Well, Gutherson's probably, he's probably close. Or is it Sivo?
Blake Ferguson, 35.5.
Sivo's quicker than Ferguson.
Well, they're both big units, though. Yeah.
Now, 13th place. And this is the third person for the Roosters.
Mm.
And it's a surprise.
I reckon Brett Morris has still got a bit of pace.
Nope. Going in the forwards.
Oh, it's super sub. Mitch Orbison.
No, it's not Mitch
Orbison. Angus Crichton.
No.
Victor Radley.
Really?
35.3. For a forward.
Hmm?
Well, he's sort of that sort of smaller lock slash hooker slash, yeah. But so, yeah, it's impressive.
We'll go through the rest of the clubs now that I'll, which Fulsey does know, for each club. All right, so we've gone through the fastest ones mainly. For the Cowboys, Tamari Martin is 35.3. I'll just get that one out of the way. So, Rabbitohs.
Is it Cook?
No, but it probably would have been before this person arrived.
Oh, Jimmy the Jet.
Yeah, 35.2. Broncos.
Jimmy the Jet.
Can't have him for both, but it would have been, yes, obviously.
I don't know. Does Oates get up there?
Yeah, he does. 35.1. Yep. Good job. Bulldogs.
Probably Nick Meaney.
Nope. Is your favourite player?
Oh, well, he's injured.
Yeah, I know he is.
Good. Move on.
Marcelo Montoya.
He's, well, that's about 35.1. It's about the only thing he can do, run.
Titans.
The Don.
Yeah, the Don is good. Oh, you're on now. 34.9. Nailing this. Seagulls.
Oh, Tommy, you'd have to, yep, have correct. To be there.
Warriors.
Their wingers are big units too, aren't they?
Yeah. Mamalo.
Yeah, but Mamalo, he's massive though.
Yeah.
Is he quick?
I don't know.
Let's go Mamalo.
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
Oh, yeah.
34.8. Sharks.
That has to be our mate. Zering, surely.
Yeah.
Bronson.
Bronson Jerry, 34.5. And rounding out with the Panthers at a very slow pedestrian 34 kilometres per hour, who is it, Muffy?
Let's go Naden.
No. Not Naden.
Is it the other guy, the new
No, it's not. Fullback, Dylan Edwards. 34.
Yeah, I suppose he's zippy.
Yeah.
When he's actually playing and not being benched for or getting hooked.
It'd be interesting to see how they recorded this and
with a steering game
with a stopwatch.
Exactly. So it's But to be on that list, you would have had to have had an opportunity to get to that quick.
Well, but as Pete was saying, like, friends like Nofaluma gets to there by actually not by retreating, by running backwards for a ball. Like, it'll be in GPS tracking in their jumpers. So they're the little things that they wear. So
those little sports bras, mate.
So I'm assuming they would have got all this information in the first, what, 6 months of the, well, first half of the season, and then literally just compared all the averages and went, well, that person is clearly faster over the first half of the season or whatever. Yeah. So it wouldn't have just been from a game, I'd imagine.
Yeah. So that's their top speed that they've achieved in a game. So that's not their average. That's just their absolute maximum speed that they've achieved.
And I would say to you, Fulzy, if you haven't given your chance to get that, you're not playing hard enough.
Oh, good point. Sorry about that.
All right, well, we've taken up a bunch of time doing that. Let's move on then quickly to... we'll move on to World 4. First time we've done this for a while.
Mm.
You excited?
Yeah.
Just not excited about anything.
Oh, it's just been a big week.
We should go back to Kenya.
Same.
Messy me, that could have put him in Ward 4.
The sports trenches.
I hope not, Bill. That's a maternity ward.
Ward 4.
All right, we've got a few injuries here, boys. Jake Friend is injured again, would you believe? He's got a suspected forearm fracture, so he's going to be out for a while. Blake Ferguson, he has an infection in his knee. Similarly, Sam Burgess has an infection in his shoulder. Marcelo Montoya suffered a suspected MCL sprain, so he's going to be out for a few weeks. Michael Morgan, Ken Mamalo, Cade Cust all had... concussion protocols last week that they had to sit out games and potentially have to sit out this week as well.
Did Cade have a concussion?
How long did it take you to come up with that one?
Just on the spot. That's how witty I am. Brilliant. That's what 2 months does to you. Just
it sharpens you up, does it?
Yep.
Yeah, right. We'll see about that. Anyway, Fusatua has a hamstring injury. He's out for the Warriors. Corey Thompson, he's also out. He's got an ankle injury. Tofoa Sipley? Yeah. Anyway, I think it's Tofoa. Sipley has a PLC. All right. Posterolateral corner injury. I don't know what the corner is. I don't know what the posterolateral is.
You know what the posterior is, though.
Posterior is behind. Lateral is outside, I think.
Right. And corner?
I think you must be saying that wrong. I reckon he's got an injury to his cornea.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a posterior lateral eye injury.
That's incorrect. He has an injury.
Did he sustain from hitting the corner of something?
Yeah. He got hit in the back of the eye.
I like how you went for that. I know what it is. I've got the rest of it written down here, but I just wanted to see. So, it's an injury to the tendons/ligaments on the outside back corner of the knee. Not to be confused with the PCL. It's a PLC.
That's the posterior cruciate ligament.
Yeah, okay, that's helpful. Oh, thanks,
God,
man.
I'm awesome at this. Useless. Anyway. I should be a doctor.
What's the M in MCL stand for, then?
Maybe posterior ligament. That's when they're not 100% sure. No, it's medial. It must be medial.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, come on.
And what's the ACL?
Anterior.
Okay. Oh, look.
You'll
make
it. Oh, my God. Anyway. I should be. Yeah.
Matt Moylan has a hamstring injury. He was out. Aaron Gray, knee injury, out. Joseph Manu was rested. Isaac Liu, concussion. Cody Nikorima, ankle. Sasai Feki, back. Thomas McKaylee, concussion. AJ Brimson, hip. Also, Viliami, kick out. You're right there, just sneezing all the way through our
place. Oh, my goodness. It's cold here in Canberra, isn't it?
He's allergic to injuries.
Andrew Fafita are also out. And Thomas Flegler as well is also out for a week.
Mm.
There you go. Done.
A lot of stuff there.
Was that all from this week, or that was a combined 2 months of injuries?
No, that was just this week.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right,
moving on.
The Sports Trench.
Thank you, madam. Round 18 review time. Thursday, 18 July, Broncos 28, defeating the Bulldogs 6. Muffy, what the hell happened to your side here, my friend?
Oh, look, you know, it was a good 15-minute effort from the boys. They put in for a bit. I do have the reporting in this game I've got a problem with, because they said that and a few things that I read, that the Bulldogs were flogged by the Broncos. Now, I would like to say that 28-6 is not a flogging. We have been beaten well worse than that this year. Well, so 28-6 is comfortable victory for the Broncos.
Look,
I will take flogging. I take offense.
Well, where's our line?
All up to the 32nd minute. And then you didn't score again.
Yep. Oh, but Steam Pay's brilliance of just not putting in guys like Jaden Ockenbaugh, who has been back in reserve grade for the last 4 weeks from injury, but just not playing him, because why would you?
We got Brandon Wakeham now.
Well, we don't this week. He's out again for some reason. Let's give the young guys a chance. Let's give him a chance. No. And what are we going to do with Kieran Foran? No, let's just leave him on the bench. Let's just not even play him. Good. He's just awesome, Dean Pay.
Well, so you're still on that keep Dean Pay train then?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm like I said, I'm...
Who do you hate more, Desi or Dean Pay?
Currently?
No. Based on, like, how you felt about Desi at the time and how you now feel
I think they're both... Well, Desi got us into this problem where we have to have a coach like Dean Pay because we can't afford anyone else. So Desi and Ray Lean, probably Desi has got us into this situation. It's the whole.
But
this
look
is
what he's doing at Manly.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they've obviously. I don't know. Who cares? this is why I hate Sonny Bill so much, because he put the club into disrepair for so many years.
It was Sonny Bill's fault.
Absolutely,
this whole thing, you're going all the way back to him.
Yep,
it was all him.
I can trace it back if you want. It'll take me a while, but I'll get you there.
Yeah, I'm out on that. I don't want to talk about that. All right, for the Broncos, they had 55% of possession. The Bulldogs' completion rate was at 81%, so it was pretty good. They finished off their sets. They just didn't finish them with tries. So that'll probably lose you some football games. 55 missed tackles for the Bulldogs and 7 penalties conceded. That's probably going to see you lose a football game. And guess what? They did.
They did.
For the Broncos, Katoni Staggs was excellent in this game. He was an absolute monster. Other than that, Andrew McCulloch in his 250th game kicked the final goal of the game. Less said, the better, I reckon.
Mm. Yep, good for them.
Moving on to Friday, 19 July, Warriors 19 defeating the Sharks 18 in a capitulation for the Sharks once again, and just stupidity by Andrew Fifita. Fifita really cost his side the game in this one by running out of the line, shoulder charging into a player who wasn't even near the play at the time, costing him a gift 2 points in front to tie the game up. And then Blake Green, the kick to field goal, the first New Zealand Warriors player to kick a field goal. None of their players had kicked a field goal to win a game.
In their history.
Nick Arima hadn't even kicked one. That was what the commentators were saying during the game.
Isaac Luke?
No field goals.
As in that
I don't think Luke played, did he?
In that current team ever? In that current team.
In the current team.
Right.
In the current team, there was no one who had kicked a field goal in that side.
Not even Super Sub Yaz Tavaja managed to get one.
No.
Not even Leeson Armau.
Okay, stop saying names. I'm done with you. Yeah, no, Luke did play, by the way, but no, hadn't kicked one. Sharks came out firing in this, were up 12-0 and looked like world beaters to start the game. And then all of a sudden it fell apart. It was 12-10 at halftime, or just after halftime. Again, they score again. They're up 18-10. Probably should have gone on with it with, 20 minutes left in the match. Cody Nikorima tears them apart, and a couple of dumb penalty goals, like I said, and it was all over. Warriors were not good in this game. Neither team played decent football. Possession, 60% for the Warriors. The Sharks only completed at 74%. They missed 29 tackles. They gave away 9 penalties to the 4 for the Warriors. That's going to do you in any time when you give away, 60% of possession to 40%. Just silliness. Anyway, Sharks are looking very, very bad. They got lucky to get a win last night as well. So, I don't know. I don't think they're going to be that top sort of 4 side that, when they were winning 8 weeks ago. Basically, we said, declared them as morals, and then we broke them. So that was good of us.
We have a habit of doing that.
Yeah, we do have a habit of doing that. All right, Friday, 19 July, Panthers 40 defeating the Dragons 18. Fulzy, your boys are back.
That's 7 in a row? 8 in a row, is it?
7 or 8.
Yeah, it's good. It's very nice, isn't it?
This is the Penrith side we sort of expected to start the year. But they're finally putting it all together, and they're doing it against sides they should be doing it against. And they've had some tough games. as well. I think if I'm a side in the top four, I'd be very worried about a Panthers side. And I think they get a good chance this week to get another win over a Raiders side that's just been winning games, but not pretty. Brian Tuu and Naden have both been excellent scoring tries. Naden doesn't really pass the ball, but that's classic centers for Penrith. Mm. They just never seem to pass.
Yeah, we had Peachy there for a few years. So.
Yeah. So, but Brian Tuu, he's excellent on that wing. He's, I think, you know, letting DWZ go to allow him to play more was fantastic, to be honest. Definitely needed in your squad. Other than that, Dragons were just poor in this game. Can't say anything, really. Like, they just weren't good. They're really struggling, and the calls for McGregor's head are only going to get louder, considering that they've got a number of Origin players in their squad.
Mm.
Just some quick stats. Panthers, 58% of possession. So, again, that's probably going to hurt you when you're the Dragons. Other than that, though, penalties were similar, missed tackles were similar. So it was just that the Dragons couldn't complete their sets.
Mm.
Anyway. Moving on then to Saturday, 20 July, Roosters 48, defending the Knights 10. Muffy.
I'm going to throw some stats at you. This is a super interesting game to look at. Possession, 51% to 49 to the Roosters. Completion rates, both in the low 70%. Missed tackles, both mid-30s. Line breaks, 6-5. Errors, 10-11. Final score, 48-10 to the Roosters.
So the final score was probably 24-20 or something, or, you know, 18-16. No.
Crazy. Just crazy. Well, this game literally was, you know, tied at halftime. It was only one try apiece at halftime. 10 minutes into the second half, it was, again, two tries each. So it was, I think it was 12-10 at that stage. The Roosters scored 6 tries in 25 minutes to blow this game completely out of the water.
Yeah, it was really strange, and there were more than one game like this at the weekend. Like, there were games where teams looked like they were probably going to lose, and all of a sudden, or it was an arm wrestle, and all of a sudden, then it was just changed.
But the complexity of this game, like, it was tight, it was good, and it's what you expect. Like, I think the Knights are a far superior team than what they have been the last few years, and you know, I think the Knights can beat anyone on their day if they're good enough. But this is a real surprise. And interesting for the Roosters, they scored 8 tries and no one doubled up. They had 8 different try scorers in this game. So that's pretty impressive. I don't know if that would have happened if any team would have scored that many points and no one getting a double.
Yeah.
Interesting. But I don't know if that's a fact.
Where's David Middleton when we need him? Anyway.
But yeah, so yeah, 48-10 to the Roosters. I think the Knights, they're still in the top 8. But yeah, that would be a bit of a shock for them because they would have gone into this game feeling that they were... They would have been closer to the Roosters than that, but... you know, kudos to the Roosters for literally putting the sword to them, like in that last 25 minutes.
Absolutely. All right, Saturday, 20 July, Raiders 20 defeating the Tigers 12 in a game you attended, Muffet.
I did attend this game. It was the a lot of fanfare around this game on the ground. It was the 30-year anniversary since the Raiders won their first GF in 89 against the Tigers.
Mm.
So they had 90 ex-players from the Raiders there at halftime doing a bit of a walk around. So all your favourites would have been there, Pete.
Ah, yes.
Bit of Toots Croker.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know who else your favourite. Who was your favourites back in the Daly, early Raiders?
Daly was my favourite.
Oh yeah, he was there. Yeah. And again, the 89 side they were talking about. I digress. The game was okay.
It was an average game.
But the 89 side they were talking about. You know, they had young up and coming players: Meninga, Daly, Belcher, Brad Clyde, Ricky Stewart, and it's like this is the, and then all the senior players were like Dean Lance. And some of these other bigger guys, Lazarus was another up-and-comer. That is just a who's who of just, you know, Australian talent in that one side when they were, you know, young.
And didn't they have the GOAT coach as well, Craig Bellamy, in that team?
Yeah, I think he was off the bench, but I don't think he even... I'm not sure if he played in that side, though.
In the 89 side, I don't think he was at the ground. I don't think I saw him. But yeah, who was it? Was Sheens the coach in 89 or was it still Bennett?
No, it was Sheens. Bennett left after 87 when we lost.
Ah, there you go.
Mm. 88 was when the Broncos came in and that's when he went.
Anyway, so I suppose I should talk briefly about this game. Look, the Raiders started extremely well. They had a couple of tries early on the Tigers and it...
Shans.
Yeah, Shuns and the big fella, Dynamis Louis, started this game, and basically within 6 minutes, it went straight through the middle. It was a pretty soft try. Yeah, so it was. It had that feel like it was like the Raiders are never going to lose this game. There's so much. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of people watching. The ground, like, it was like about 15,500 people at the ground. Cold night. And yeah, and then all of a sudden the Raiders just forgot what to do, and both sides really just forgot how to attack. There was literally all tries. Well, all tries barring one were scored in the first half. The Tigers, I think the Raiders scored early in the second, and that was it. And then it was just a bit of a nothing second half. It was all the action was in the first half, and it was just back and forth, some errors. Yeah, but just the attack sort of went out of the game. Benji tried his best to spark the Tigers. He had a pass that was ruled forward. He had a couple of chances that were sparked off the back of Benj. So he's still playing quite well for them. Robbie Farah was a little bit disappointing in this game. He didn't do a lot of dummy half runs. And
he never really does, though.
And again, just before the game, obviously Corey Thompson was ruled out as well for the Tigers, which sort of had a bit of a positional shift. But again, they had Moses Mbai go straight back to fullback, so that's nothing strange for him. But yeah, look, the Raiders did enough to win this game, but it wasn't. I don't think they would. They wouldn't class it as a good win in front of all of those people and those ex players. They would have. Yeah, they just grinded this win out, and they got the 2 points, but it wasn't. It wasn't clinical, let's just say.
Mm. All right. Moving on now to Saturday, 20 July, Rabbitohs 30, defending the Cowboys 18. Looked like the Rabbitohs were going to go down in this game. They were down 18-12 with about 10 minutes to play, and then they scored 3 unanswered tries in 9 minutes to basically destroy the Cowboys.
Yeah, and win by 12.
Yeah, and win by 12. Absolutely ridiculous. This was a bit of an arm wrestle. Ethan Lowe got 2 tries in the first half. How many, like, and he got the first try of the game against his old club. Like, how many people would have put him on for first try scorer? That would have been
for first 2 bit, tries, probably not many.
No, yeah, unbelievable. For the Cowboys, Opachick and Felt got through and scored. Scott Drinkwater scored as well. Cowboys were in front and really holding all the aces, and then the Rabbitohs remembered that actually we're probably, you know, one of the top 3 sides in the comp, and we've got a chance to win the whole thing if we actually play some decent footy, hold on to the football. And that's exactly what they did, with Gagai, Tevita Totola and Cameron Murray scoring to finish off the game. The Cameron Murray try was excellent. Like, that guy is just so good at backing up and being in the right spot at the right time.
Who pushed up? Was it Walker that pushed up through the middle? Like, who offloaded it? Because that was a phenomenal run.
Yeah, I can't remember who offloaded it. Like, I remember watching it and going, that was phenomenal.
Well, that was the match winner there. Like, yes, Murray's got to be there to back up, but... Yeah. That run.
Oh, that run was amazing. It was excellent. Yeah. And yeah.
I think, was it Walker or someone? I don't think it
might have been Cook.
Anyway, can't remember.
It wasn't Cook, because I would have remembered that for my Supercoach team, which is falling apart. For the Cowboys, they missed 42 tackles to the Rabbitohs 16, which is just outrageous. They had 83% completion, the Cowboys, 54% of possession. You'd think they'd probably go close to winning the game off the back of that. But the Rabbitohs just showed their class and did what a good side does, and that is win football games. That's some knowledge for you both.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No worries. Sunday, 21 July, Storms 38, defeating the Tytoons 18. Boys, this was a strange game to watch. Early on, Titans went through for 2 tries. The first try in the second minute to Brenko Lee, and it was Cameron Smith who threw a horrendous pass, and they just scooped it up and ran away and scored. Followed up by Jared Wallace scoring 4 minutes later, and the Titans were up 12-0 8 minutes into the game.
Well, he's a noted try hound.
Yeah.
got a nose for the line.
I was surprised he wasn't on that list earlier.
Of the speed players. Yeah. You're making a good point. And it looked a bit dangerous and ominous for the Storms, particularly off, you know, the Titans sacking their coach, Garth Brennan. However, the Storm then remembered, oh no, we're the best team in the comp. We should actually just start running at these guys. And the Titans' defense was absolutely poor. They just kept pushing up and in, and the Storms just ran around them pretty much the whole time. Storms had players lining up to back up. Vunivalu scored. Joe Stimson, the world's biggest 5'8", scored. He didn't play 5'8" in the end, but he was the world's biggest 5'8".
He probably will next year. Who knows? Yeah, who knows what's in store next year?
There was a bigger one last night.
Who was
Asiata. Asiata.
Oh, Asiata. Yeah, he's a big unit. No, I don't think he's bigger than Stimson. Stimson's a big boy.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's tall. Like, Asiata's not tall. Yeah. I suppose he's probably as wide as anyone, but he's not tall.
Mm. Anyway. Sandor Earl got over for his first try in 6 years.
How did he celebrate, Pete?
Probably just with some peptides. Anyway,
a little jabby.
So that then had the Storms in front, and we were 20 minutes into the game, and it was 16-12. The Titans decided to go over again through Bryce Cartwright, your favourite.
Yep.
So they were then up, and then this was with 5 minutes left in the half. You thought scoring was done, wasn't done. Then all of a sudden, Vunivalu got his second try, and we're at 22-18 at halftime. Unbelievable, like billion points. That's where it stopped for the Titans, and the Storm decided to go on with it after that, scoring 16 unanswered points and just proved that they are way too good for this side. Storm had 54% of possession. Titans completed 84%, which was good by them. Missed tackles were very similar in the game, and penalties conceded were very similar. Cameron Smith is just ageless and got this side back on the park and doing their job, particularly with so many guys out. Munster, Felice Kafusi, Will Chambers, all these guys were out.
Josh Adokar,
and the Storm still put a side to the sword.
How did you?
Yeah, that was the Titans, though.
They
are the Titans, last place team versus the first place team.
Sacked their coach during the week. You know, teams generally get up for that. Although 3 out of the last 10 have only won games, but
it's the Titans.
I don't know. I just think that
who's the interim coach there?
I don't think there's many teams in that could have had.
They just do it on the day.
Michael Gordon, probably.
How did you think young Tino Faasuamaliuai played?
He didn't really get much time, and he didn't get much time the previous week either. But you just wanted to say his name.
I really did.
Because against his match stats, there's a lot of duck eggs.
I don't know how many other sides being down 12-0. Having missing four of their best players in some of their best spots, would still be able to get the win like the Storm did.
I reckon the 2004 Bulldogs would have had a chance, Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't reckon the 2018 Bulldogs or 2019 Bulldogs would have.
I didn't say that. Why would you bring that up?
Anyway, moving on to the last game of the round, Sunday 21 July, Seagulls 36 defeating the Eels 24, Fulsey.
In the end, the score here really flatters the Eels, who were completely smashed in the middle of the third of this game. So the Eagles got to rest some of their big guys towards the back end of the game, like Jake Trbojevic and Tapau.
But they actually came back on with like 4 minutes to go.
They did.
Desi got worried.
He got a bit nervous.
Like, get back on there, boys.
Get on there. But they were thoroughly dominated. Fino, Garrick DCE and Adam Fanua-Blake were all great, but Tommy T was probably the star again, having an amazing season given all the injuries and ins
another
and outs.
Another similar try to that Origin try.
Yeah.
Caught the bomb off Gutherson, went through the middle of the field. It was great.
I love that man. He is just ridiculous. He's even limping around the field for the back end of the first half because he went to stop a try with his foot, which is never a good idea.
Yeah.
He still wasn't 100 throughout this game, but was just at will when he wanted to get the ball and run through the line. He nearly made, like, he got tagged sort of at the last line of defense, but at will he could do it.
Yeah.
Whenever he wanted to, at will.
He's amazing.
He's just phenomenal.
He's one of my favorite players to watch. He had nearly 270 meters in this game. Had a try assist. He had his own try, as we talked about.
He needed a second try for my super coach team to get over the line because I had three players that didn't actually play and pulled out the last minute. So I only just missed out.
Yeah, my season's falling apart.
I think this is about the only time we'll talk about super coach because I don't reckon we're talking about it today.
If we can get there, we can do it.
No, well, we're running tight.
Speaking of super coach, Fergo pulled out and that really, really hurt the Eels in this game. At times they struggled to get out of their own back end and he would have been huge for that. But yeah, he pulled out with that infection we talked about earlier. Manly are probably, they're looking quite good for the run home here. I think they're a lot better than what we, most people probably thought coming into the year they would be. And I think that's a combo of DCE having such a good season, but also guys like Garrick and Fanua Blake and Finu and stuff playing out of their skin, really. Like, I didn't see these seasons from those guys.
This is pretty much the same squad that Trent Barrett had last year, and it finished 13th.
Mm.
Yeah, there's not too many. Yeah, I mean, guys like Garrick's played extremely well for his first season in first grade.
Yeah,
but again,
but he's an older guy who's been a bit of a journeyman around a few other clubs.
Yeah, but
and
you're
last
right.
Last year, Turbo wasn't injured.
It's pretty unchanged. Sirenin's probably played more than he's ever played, though, this year.
Yeah, but he's reached his potential. But do you go, is that because of Desi?
Desmondo? Yeah, look, fair chance.
Anyway, all right, let's move on then, shall we, to the round 19 preview.
Ooh, the sports
trench. I think our lady had a little stroke there.
Oh, no.
Hope she's all right.
Or you did.
No, well, I was on it.
Well, you weren't, but anyway. Thursday, 25 July, Sharks versus the Cowboys at PointsBet. Fulzy, give us a quick review of that one.
Yeah, look, not much to talk about. It was a big arm wrestle. Both teams were in it pretty much the whole way. Matt Scott had a phenomenal game. He played really well. The bench for the Sharks, they were excellent. Sean Johnson looked good, but yeah, the Sharks don't look amazing. They're still clunky in attack. Like, I don't like them moving forward to even make the eight, let alone be a threat.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know. I think they can, but they're gonna have to pull their fingers out.
Mm. Yeah, I do think Cowboys would have won this if Kyle Felt doesn't get taken off through a HIA. Not much to talk about, really.
Fair enough. All right, moving on. Friday, 26 July, Knights versus the Tigers at McDonald Jones. For the Knights, Jacob Saifidi and Mason Lenore are in. For the Tigers, Chris McQueen, Corey Thompson, Oliver Clark, Tommy Talau are in. Elijah Taylor, Jacob Little drop out. It more than likely this side, those Tommy Talau and Chris McQueen, they've been in the reserves. Same as Saifidi and Lino, so they most likely won't play. I find this a pretty interesting game. I think the Knights need to bounce back after last week, and at home I think they will, and I'm going to tip them by 6. But the Tigers really are fighting for their season here and could surprise with a win.
Yeah, and when you're fighting for your season, I always find the best thing is to move your best back rower to lock and then change the rest of the side for no reason. Just Coach Maguire things, really. So give me the Knights by 8.
Lovey.
I think the Knights need to really bounce back, and I think they will. This is at home, so yeah, Knights by 10.
All right, moving on. Friday, 26 July, Rabbitohs versus the Dragons at ANZ. Fulzy.
The Rabbits are unchanged, but for the Dragons, a lot of changes. So, big one, Gareth Widdop, he's back, and he's going to play 5-8. Ben Hunt will come in to the halves as well after inexplicably being rested last week. That means Norman to fullback, Dufty goes to the bench, Saab and Lomax will be the wingers, Host and Corfusi are out. The Dragons, they really needed Widdop back badly. So they can win a few meaningless games at the back end of this season so Mary can get another 12-year extension on his contract. So still, even with those inclusions, give me Rabbits by 4.
Yeah, even with the inclusions, I think the Rabbitohs last week proved too good and the Dragons were not good enough. So I'm going to go the Rabbitohs by 8.
Yeah, I'm going to go Rabbits by 8 too, Pete.
All right, moving on then to Saturday, 27 July, Eels versus the Warriors at Bankwest. Muffy.
Bankwest is a different kettle of fish for the Eels. They normally play pretty well there. For them, first-timer last week on the wing, Ethan Perry has been dropped. Former Panthers, Waka Blake, comes in. So he will come into the centres. Josh Hoffman goes out to the wing. Blake Ferguson, as Pete mentioned, will still be out. He's got that knee infection. Sean Lane is actually also out, injured for the Eels. Nakore comes in to start for him. Daniel Alvaro goes to the bench. And Jamin Salmon is booted out of that reserves. He didn't really offer that much last week when he came on for a short period, so he's gone. For the Warriors, there's
out
only...
Out of his depth.
So, before you go on, Muffy, I looked at him, and he looks at me after you've said that, and he just raises his eyebrows and just sort of nods at me, and then wasn't going to say it, and so I looked down, and then he goes, out of his depth.
Who was he talking about? The
Cayman Salmon.
Cayman Salmon. He's like, out of his depth. Yeah. Thought it was brilliant.
Swimming upstream.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
For the Warriors, only a small change. Marmalo comes back onto the wing, so Adam Pompey gets booted for him. Jared Beal will start on the other wing, shifting Blake Ashford into the centres. Right. What do we think of this one? Eels, Warriors, Bank West. Eels are going to smash them, I think. Well, smash them, I say 12 points.
Ferguson out is really bad for this team. They've been really bad without him. Like, all year. Every time he's been out, they're horrendous. And every time he's in, they play fantastic. Like, it's very worrying. And
they got Waka Blake, Pete.
Yeah, I think the Warriors,
you're forgetting the Waka.
I think the Warriors have been playing decent again. I'm going to go the Eels by 2, but I've got no faith in it.
I'm going to go the Eels by 16.
What?
Yeah, Eels either are going to get smashed or they're going to smash someone, and I think they'll win this game, and 16 might even be conservative.
Right, I think you're wrong. All right, so, moving on. Saturday, 27 July, Titans versus the Broncos at Cbus Super Stadium. For the Titans, Callum Watkins, Mitch Rain, Tyrone Peachy, Will Matthews are the ins. For the Broncos, Gear Match Shibasaki, Herbie Farnworth, good old Herbie, Keenan Palacia. All right, cool. Matt Gillett and Xavier Coates are in. Thomas Flegler's out, as discussed. The reserves here, Palacia, that guy, Herbie Farnworth, Coates, and Shibasaki are all in the reserves. Same with the Titans. Riley Jax has dropped out. Mitch Rain's in the reserves, Will Matthews. And Brenko Lee has also dropped out, which means in the centers, Callum Watkins has come in for the Titans. I think Callum Watkins is going to be the difference in this game, so I'm going to go the Broncos by 20.
Yes, same. By 24, Callum Watkins.
Yeah, even though it's a Titans home game, I can't see them. I mean, they normally play okay against the Broncos. They lift a little bit, but I just can't see it happening, so I'm going to go Broncos by 10.
All right, moving on to Saturday, 27 July, Storms versus Seagulls and Amy Muffy.
I'm looking forward to this one. This is going to be a good game, I think, game of the round for me. A little bit of controversy before this game's even kicked off. The Storm have got a commemorative jersey to commemorate their 10 years since their grand final win in 2009, and that's the one that got stripped.
I was going to say, was that the stripped one?
Yeah, that's the stripped one against Manly.
2007 was the stripped one.
Well, I think they got stripped too, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought it was 2007 and...
Anyway, they're wearing a commemorative jersey that they beat because they beat the Seagulls, and it's obviously that one's under a cloud. And so I think...
I love it.
I think it's great. Anyway, which I think's a bit rich from them, but hey, they're Melbourne. They're the Storm. They do what they want. anyway, for the Storm, Josh Adokar, he comes back in, so on one wing, but as mentioned earlier in the piece, Funivalo is suspended. He's out. Sandor Earl is on the...
2009 was the Parramatta Eels one. That's when the Eels went on that run. That one counted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought as much.
Still. Bad.
Still, it's... I love it.
Yeah. So what did I say? Sandor Earl, he's in. So, obviously, a whole swathe of Origin stars come back in. Chambers, Munster, Kafusi, Christian Welsh all come back in after being arrested. Sivo and Kamika Mika drop out. Pappenhausen and Stimson go back to the bench. And for Desmondo, the Seagulls, he has stayed strong and named the same 17 that beat the Eels last week. Down in Melbourne, I'm tipping the Seagulls. I'm going Seagulls by 6 in this one. I think they've got... They're on a roll. They've got a point to prove. And against Melbourne, these teams hate each other. They've got a rivalry. And I'm going to go the Seagulls by 6.
Storm by 8. I think they're just too good.
Oh, I also have Storm by 8.
But I like your confidence. Yep. I'm all on the Sea Eagles bandwagon.
Look, he's
now
the one that needs to make up tipping comp places, so he needs to tip some different ones.
No, yeah. I actually genuinely believe that the Sea Eagles will win this.
They've got a chance.
That's like you genuinely believe the Bulldogs are going to beat the Roosters in the next one. Sunday, 28 July, Bulldogs versus the Roosters at ANZ.
I'm not an idiot, Bulls, Pete.
I'll tell you about this one. Lewis will be in. Wakeman will be out. Holland in. Montoya out. Tolman in. Ogden out. Manu in. No, we've changed teams now, by the way. Manu in. Brett Morris has gone to the bench. Radley is going to play hooker. Friend's out. Luai will play lock. Tedovano will come onto the bench. Surely the Roosters cruise here. Tolman and maybe even Foran, if they make a late change. A huge boost, but just not enough for me. Obviously, the massive news here is how Morris's move to the bench might affect Pete and my enthralling bet of Chambers versus Morris most tries for the season, which I know everyone has been following very closely.
Right, how far away am I?
So Morris has played like a couple of games, yeah. So he's two tries behind yeah. Will Chambers. Will's got four, Brett's got two.
So if we did it on a per game basis, yeah. I'd be well in front.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you're on Morris, Pete? Is this correct?
Yeah. It was a bad bet. Look,
I don't know why anyone would make this stupid wager. It's what nonsense.
He hasn't played all year. He's been injured. Anyway, go on.
No, but I mean, what were either of us thinking? Oh, we're idiots. Why'd I bet on Will Chain? Roosters by 14.
Yeah, Roosters by 26.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Can't be that much.
Yeah.
That's just a comfortable
could be
win
more.
If yeah. it's by 26, Pete. That's not a flogging. I'm going to go the Roosters by 16.
All right. Sunday, 28 July, Panthers versus the Raiders at Panthers. Muffy.
Yeah, so no changes for the Panthers until Kikau got suspended for 2 weeks. So their reserves, I'm not sure who's coming in their reserves list here, but... Liam Martin's probably a shake to come in. He's named in the number 21 jerseys in the reserve, so I'm assuming he'll probably come in for Kikau in that rotation somewhere. So that is the only change for the Panthers. And for the Raiders, Pete, no major changes. Papali will start at prop. Obviously, he came off the bench last week. And Soliola has been named to start, but he normally starts off the bench. That's about it. Williams has been named in the reserves, but I can't see him coming into that half rotation. Caesar's playing well. Whiten's, you know, playing a lot better since he got that Origin call up. I think this is the second game of the round for me. This is going to be a tight one. I've gone with the Panthers.
Yeah, that's fair.
And only just because it's at the foot of the mountains and they are on such a winning streak. I think not having Kikau is a bit of a problem for them, but I don't know. I think momentum is a big thing in the NRL, particularly this end of this season. So I've gone the Panthers, but I think it's going to be tight, and I've got them by four.
Panthers are a big momentum team. I've gone the Raiders only because of my heart, not because of my head. If I was putting $1 million, I'd put it on the Panthers.
Ooh. I have gone the Raiders by two.
Yeah, you're kind of like me, though. You have no faith in your side.
Oh, the Raiders are too good this year. They're chip.
Here we go.
Chippy long stockings.
Chippy long stockings. You're getting the chip. Stop trying to jinx my team.
Chip.
You're getting the chip. Your team. Anyway, let's quickly bust through the Supercoach ladders. We have to do it.
We've got
to
be quick.
Yeah, we'll be real quick. It's the only way I know how.
So in the tipping, Brendan's winning.
The Sports Trenches Fantasy Overview.
That segment's done.
Yeah, you're
moving on.
Cool.
He is winning. You and I are next closest trench people, but we're like six or eight behind.
Oh,
and Muffy's
well,
dead.
you're like nine behind.
Yeah.
And I'm 13 behind.
Yeah.
And Muffy's just, I don't know what he's up to.
Well, I forgot to put my tips
in.
Oh,
no,
a
he's only
weeks.
Three behind me.
Yeah, and I forgot to put my tips in.
I was in Africa.
Yeah, he was in Africa. That's probably the winner.
Did you
can't lose to someone who's in Africa.
Did you put your tips
season.
In there?
I don't know.
He put him in before he left, didn't you?
Yeah, I think maybe before I left.
Yeah, right, there you go.
So
yeah.
That's a long way out. Anyway, all right, Supercoach, Arkham's inmates have taken over Ranger's spot at the top in League One. Outside of that, Slippery Balls, he's in the top eight. Boys, we are struggling. Fools, he's in 10th on 18, but he's one win out of the eight. I'm in 14th on 14 and probably need to win out to be a chance to make the eight. And Barbecue for One in a gentleman's 19th with only four wins. And you are dead. Absolutely dead in League One.
I must admit, I haven't paid strict attention to my team this year as I have in previous years.
Once again, Rangers is in the top eight with Fulsey now chasing him down in League Two. So they're second and third.
Oh.
Yeah. No, so you're doing all right.
Are we a shake in League Two at least,
yeah,
Pete?
Yeah, we're in trouble again.
Oh, God.
You and I are both 14th and 15th tied on 16.
All
points.
Right. So this is what's going to motivate me.
Ooh.
Beat Pete.
Beat Pete.
You can't beat me in League One. You're dead in League One.
Oh, League One. I don't even know what you're talking about. League Two is where it's at, Pete.
Having said that,
do we play each other?
Top eight is only one win away for both of us.
Oh, we're getting in there.
Yeah.
This is my motivation. This is what I needed.
This is what you needed. Meanwhile, I've already lost Fifita this week and probably have to do two trades just to get rid of an auto emergency issue.
Yeah.
So.
I had a rubbish auto emergency last week because a few people pulled out the last minute and I forgot Tolman wasn't playing. Mm. Oh, problems. Anyway.
Yes. So I've already gotten some issues for this week, so I need to sort some things out.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you can do that in your new high-powered job, Pete. Sure. You can spend some time and do that.
Sure.
Shout out to Pete's new work.
G'day, everyone.
You are idiots. Anyway, all right, let's move on then, shall we, to Simona says Grevers should gamble.
Sure.
Cool. Let's do it.
I'm pushing the button. It's...
Show me the money! What you gonna do, Derek?
Good to see nothing's changed in the last 2 months.
Yeah, it's good. It's clean as ever.
Yeah. Good. Good, good, good. Cool.
Hurry up.
I'm very, very glad to see the rule still stands. So I have gone more than 4-1. We got the Eels into the Broncos, into the Storm, into the Knights Tigers game. We'll be over 39.5 points. That'll get 5.58 houses to one.
For all that, only $5.8 something.
It's three favourites and a line bet. It's all, that's pretty much, I'm surprised they're giving any money for that.
Oh, he's well and truly back here. Anyway, all right, Garth's got a same game multi for us. And guess what, Muffy?
That's the Tigers, the Roosters Dogs game.
No,
is it?
It's the Melbourne Storm Seagulls game.
And he's back in the Storm, isn't he?
No.
By 5-8 at halftime, let me guess.
Ruben Garrick, anytime try scorer.
I like it. Yep, good.
Melbourne Storm 1-12. Big win, little win.
No, don't like it.
Under 41.5 match points. Eight minutes for the first
try. No,
with
Tommy Turbo in a team. That's
or later? Well, it is. No. I reckon it's happening. And Manly Seagulls first half, +4.5.
So Manly up at halftime.
No, well, they've got +4.5, so they can be down 4. At halftime.
Oh, is that going to give you like half a house?
If you put
one shoe,
25 houses on it,
a couple of laces,
1,100 houses.
1,100.
See, you screw us over with this maths, mate. I don't know what that means.
1,100.
One house equals 44 houses.
Ah,
are we talking? Are we talking
more sensical?
Like,
yeah, because I don't have 25 houses.
Oh, right.
Are we talking Queanbeyan houses? Are we talking like proper Canberra, like high end suburb houses?
Mm. We're talking like Gordon high ends.
Gordon high end.
Oh, they're the pearlers.
I think give me Queanbeyan houses.
He's also got some free money, he says. Manly +15.5 into under 45.5, $2.05. He says it's free.
That's actually quite free.
What? Didn't he just back against his multi?
No, Manly +15.5, pick your own line.
Oh, right.
His multi was 1-12 Melbourne.
I'd be surprised if that didn't get up.
Yeah, free.
Mm.
He says free, $2.05.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, all right, that brings us to the end of the show, boys. We did it. We busted out a show.
Thanks for your time today, guys.
Oh, good. Very professional.
I'm just feeling a bit more professional with your new professionality that you have going
you
on.
You are such fools. I hate you guys so much. Anyway, it's been good to talk footy again. We'll be back for the rest of the year now. So we've got 10 more weeks worth of footy.
Whoa. Don't write checks.
I'm writing them. I'm cashing them. I am cashing them right now. They're being cashed. Anyway. Oh, the French.
Back to Jimmy's favorite place. Oh.
Anyway, enjoy the football this weekend.
Soufflé.
I will have just one snail, please.
One snail, yeah. Just one.
Por favor. Oh, that's Spanish, damn it.
I am watching my weight.
Anyway, we'll see you all next week. Bye.
What's French for thanks? I can't remember.
Merci.
Merci.
Ah, merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup, listeners.
That means thanks, Cobber.
Au revoir.
See you, Cobbers.
See you, Cobbers.